First of all, I'll say my mother was a reader. And every other week, we went to the Carnegie Library, which is on the corner of Auburn Avenue and Hilliard Street, and the building is still there.
Oh, cool.
And we got our books for the week. She and I would walk from our house to the terminal station, take a break. From the terminal station, we'd go into Rich's, which was about 3 blocks away, take a break. From there, we'd go to Five Points, and from Five Points down to Auburn Avenue, where Yates and Milton and all of the black stores were and the black banks and all of that kind of thing, and go up to Hill Street, pick out our books, and I'd read my books, and she'd read hers. But that was something that she was determined that I would do. So we read together. My daddy was a Pullman porter, so he wasn't home that often. When he would come home, he and I would have fun. One of the things that we had fun with was that my daddy was determined that I'd learn how to tell time. And the other thing that my daddy taught me was my timetables. And when he'd come home, he'd be particularly interested in whether I had learned that last set of timetables that I was supposed to learn while he was gone.
Did you start driving with your daddy?
I started driving when I was 12 years old. What happened is that Gwen Garrison, who's a member of our church, her aunt had a Dodge like the Dodge that my daddy had. And she was a senior in high school, and I was a seventh grader. And I told her that I wanted to learn how to drive. So she taught me how to drive. And one of the things that I can remember particularly, my daddy and I went to the ice house to pick up some ice. And my mother was on the streetcar and saw us and saw me behind the wheel. Well, she almost had apoplexy. So when she got home, she accused my daddy of teaching me how to drive. And my daddy told her, no, he didn't. I told him that I knew how to drive, and he found out that I did know how to drive. So during that time, the Metropolitan Life Insurance had how-to books. Now, my mother could not drive a car, but she sat me down and taught me everything that I needed to know. And at that time, there were many dirt roads. When they got wet, they were slick. She taught me how to maneuver that. She taught me how to parallel park. So it's now that I still drive that I was told even this last weekend that one of the male church members said, if you want a good driver, get Margaret Jacobs.